Blessings to all you beautiful souls. We're in very difficult times for our church. The Catholic Church is the most persecuted religion in the world at this time in history. And I think most of you know this. The price of keeping our faith is eternal vigilance. So put on your breastplate of courage and pray on, giving leadership to all you encounter. And call on Mary and Joseph to help you through your evangelization challenges. Preach long and loud, and if necessary, use words. And like Elizabeth, when she heard Mary's greeting, you too will be filled with the Holy Spirit. A priest was preaching very long, and the lights went out. And then the lights went on, and he asked, "Where was I?" And a voice from the back of the church was heard to yell out, "Near the end, Father." A man shouts frantically into the phone, "My wife is pregnant, and her contractions are only 2 minutes apart." "Is this her first child?" asks the doctor. "No," he shouts, "this is her husband." I can't help but thinking of St. Joseph, the second greatest saint after Mary, and the patron of the Universal Church, and how excited he must have been at his first time fathering. Not being able to find his wife and future child a place to stay except a stable with smells and flies and assorted animals, it must have been very frustrating for him to deal with the situation as a responsible dad. And then to know the death threats of his new son and family. Did Joseph have any idea as to who this child was? I am sure Mary told him, and then too he had a dream as to the role he was to play. And by the way, men, Joseph is our model of manhood. I often wondered what Jesus looked like as a baby. What is your image of the beautiful baby Jesus? When I was born, my father said I looked like a wrinkled little monkey. And now I've come full circle, and resemble a wrinkled old toad. Where do all the good-looking babies go anyway? Who knows? But baby Jesus, the King of the universe, is here with us to show us the way back to the Father. There's a little story of several mothers who were informally discussing the Bible when they happened upon today's gospel. And one lady threw out the question, "When you were expecting, did any of you know what your child would be? Not just a boy or a girl, but what it would grow up to be." And they smiled and they shook their heads, and one spoke up and said, "There's no way of knowing exactly what your child would be." True, no mother knows for sure what her child will be. That is, no mother except our Blessed Mother. She knew. And by the way, many artists, they picture Our Lady as a tall, elegant-looking woman. Whereas many scriptural scholars and witnesses to visitations see Our Mother as a rather small person. Hence they call Mary Little Mother. This Sunday, just a few days before her child is born, we travel with Mary to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who also knew who the child would be. We hear Elizabeth exclaim, "Why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" And even John the Baptist, still in his mother's Elizabeth's womb, knew it, because he leapt for joy. Remember the gospel story read on the feast of the Immaculate Conception? The angel Gabriel asked Mary to be the mother of a special son. He also mentioned that her son would be great. He would be Lord. He would be the Son of God. He would be king, and his kingdom would never end. Yes, Mary knew what her son would be. And when the angel asked Mary to be the mother of this special child, well, still a very young girl, I might add, he waited for her answer. And when she said, "Yes, here I am, the servant of the Lord, let it be done on me according to your word," all heaven broke loose in celebration. Every word of God is possible. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Why did the church assign this gospel for the Sunday right before Christmas? Really, it is the most natural thing in the world. Mary was coming close to her time, and you and I, her children, share in her holy anxiety, her expectant joy. And just as Mary knew who her child would be, so do you and I, thanks to our faith, know who this child will be who comes to us in a special way this Christmas. Mary echoes the doctrines of the church and encourages us. The big question, which many Christians find hard to believe, is Mary really the mother of God? And the next question is, if she is not, then who is this little boy in the crib who will be here in a couple of days? From the brightest to the dullest, we accept this mystery because it makes perfect sense. Prophecy throughout Scripture tells us he will come and has come. And God has chosen what appears to be foolish, to confound the wise. We know he is Lord, even though he is tiny and helpless. We know he is the Son of God, even though he will be like us in everything but sin, real God and real man. And with Mary, we know that he will be great in every best sense, great in his love and great in his deeds and great in his words. Indeed, the greatest in the story of mankind. We know his name will be Jesus, Savior, your Savior and mine, the Savior of all. We know this because we have faith. God the Father has blessed us with faith. It is pure mystery that makes perfect sense and confounds those who don't have it. Every word of God is possible. As the first reading for today puts it, his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth, and he shall be peace. Mary knew that the child she would bring into the world in a few days would be Lord and Master of all. And you and I know that the child who will be born again on this altar in a few minutes is Lord and Master of all. Jesus is offering himself once again through the ministry of the priest back to his Father, who allowed him to be the Savior of mankind by taking away the sins of the world. As Mary talked to God before and after Christ's coming to Bethlehem, so you and I talk to the Father in thanks in the Eucharistic prayer before and after Christ's coming in this Mass. Yes, Mary knew what her son was going to be, and you and I also know. And this knowing makes us happier and makes us share her joy and makes us merry even before we wish that to one another on December the 25th. Think about who is coming on Christ's Mass. Then his birthday we celebrate will be much more merry for all of us as we let our little mother cradle each one of us and her godson in her arms. God bless all you believers.